88.9 The Cube, Sylvia Ash Bullard speaking with April O'Donohue again today. We had the opportunity to speak with her last week about the proposed 300-foot cell phone towers in East Bolton. April O'Donohue is the head of the Natural Heritage Committee of the Patrimoine Bolton Heritage Association. Welcome to CJMQ once again.
Thank you very much for having me so soon.
Last Saturday was the deadline for everybody to write letters concerning the construction of these tall towers. Where are you at now?
Well, we know that Bell has received hundreds of letters, thanks to all the people who are concerned about this. The mayor of East Bolton received over 100, as far as I know, so far. And we also presented a petition of 350 signatures to the mayor of East Bolton, urging her to tell Industry Canada not to approve these towers. And we're still getting more signatures coming in as we go, so it's going to be closer to 500 within a week.
So now you have to wait after this.
Yeah, the so-called consultation process that Industry Canada imposes on Bell and companies like that is that they publish a notice in the paper, then we, the public, get 30 days to respond, and then Bell is supposed to respond to our questions in our letters and tell us that we have 21 days to counter-respond to what they say to us. So right now, we're still waiting for answers from Bell to our letters, and then we will get 21 days to write back to Bell, because Bell has to present all this correspondence back and forth to Industry Canada, who will make the final call.
Okay, so it's up to them. Last time we spoke about why people should write, and we sort of touched a little bit on the health aspects, but today maybe we could take a little bit more time and go a little bit deeper into that subject.
For sure. I mean, it's been a big learning curve for us because, as you know, we were originally concerned about the effects on our landscapes and on wildlife and so on. But when we realized how bad it is for our health, we were shocked that Canadians aren't being made aware of this and that Health Canada is not protecting us. So in a nutshell, what we found out is that these cell phone towers have antennas on them, obviously, and these antennas radiate microwaves. And in the past, people thought that microwaves were only dangerous when they heated your body, like cooked your insides.
Mm-hmm.
And now thousands and thousands of studies have been coming out in the past, especially the past 5 years, saying that microwave radiation may not be enough to cook you at low levels of constant exposure, like from cell towers, but that they cause biological effects, meaning cellular change. They disrupt your DNA, they cause cancer, childhood leukemia, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, immune system problems, cognitive effects, and autism, and so on. The list is really long, not to mention the immediate effects. People who live near cell phone towers, they get headaches, they get tinnitus, they have trouble sleeping, they start getting forgetful. They get depressed, there's all kinds of things. So we dug and we said, well, why is it that Health Canada is not protecting us? Because their guidelines are so lax, it's like saying your speed limit is 1,000 kilometers an hour, no one's ever going to go over it. And even, like Toronto Public Health and in Ontario, they're urging Health Canada to make their guidelines at least 100 times more stringent. Health Canada is basically behind. They're not looking at the research on the non-thermal effects, meaning the biological effects. They're only looking at how much it takes to heat you. So we want Health Canada to revise what they call Safety Code 6, which is that one.
So have you started this process yet?
Yes. Well, we've got a national petition that we're going to be presenting at the end of April to the House of Commons, and we want to get as many people to know about this petition and spread the word, and it's calling on a moratorium on the installation of cell towers everywhere in Canada until the government replaces Safety Code 6 with one that considers the biological non-thermal effects. And we also want a more democratic process, because it's wrong that private interests like Bell Mobility and other companies like that get to, bulldoze in and put towers all over the place without taking into consideration how do people feel about it. In East Bolton, I mean, people are rising up and they're really, really upset, and there's a lot of, I mean, it's a small community, and the majority of people are saying we don't want it, we don't need it, our cell phones work. So why are they getting the right to go ahead and put these things up? It's not democratic, you know? And municipalities have no say. So even though the mayor of East Bolton and the town council is saying it's going against the guidelines that they have set for the height of structures in the area and for the visual corridor, they are being told that, well, really, they don't have any say. So we are against that as well. So now what we're doing is we realize that they're going to keep doing this and they're going to destroy the second largest industry in the eastern townships, especially Memphis Magog, is tourism. And people come out here because of the gorgeous landscapes. And if you start dotting it with these towers, just drive to Montreal and pay attention to the number of towers along the autoroute. It used to be a beautiful drive. Now it's horribly ugly. We are joining forces, basically. We're creating an Eastern Townships-wide coalition, and we're starting to spread the word to environmental organizations, health organizations.
Have you had any response?
Yes. I mean, we haven't even written our letters to spread the word a lot. We're just starting, but people are already saying we want to join. The Appalachian Corridor is interested. Groups that care about microwave radiation, like Esprit Refuse, has expressed interest in joining forces with us, and definitely the citizens groups, like the Citizens Against the Towers in Frelisburg, Sutton Junction. We're trying to reach out to others, because I know there were others that have fought, even the ones who fought and lost. I think they should join us, because maybe we can get them reversed and have their towers taken down. That's happening in Europe. Courts are ordering them to take them down because of the danger
right?
to the health.
Wow, that's very serious. So will you have any upcoming meetings or any events where people can join in on this, or do you have something planned?
Well, there will be a meeting of the potential members of a coalition. The date is not set yet, so if people are interested, ideally everybody should go to our website, thecelltowers.org, read up on the health issues, the impacts on wildlife and landscapes and so on. And there's a contact us and give us their coordinates. And if they represent an organization that would like to lend their name to the coalition for this fight, then I think if we show that there's a lot of us, the federal government and Bell and those companies will pay attention.
That's right. Yeah. That's the idea, to get them to pay attention, I
exactly.
suppose. Well, we thank you so much for sharing this with us again today and giving us an update. And of course, as time goes on, we're going to check in with you again and see how it's going.
Can I mention something else?
Yes.
When I said there are over 2,000 studies saying that it is dangerous for our health, I forgot to mention some of the most credible sources. For example, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer recently reclassified radiofrequency electromagnetic fields as possibly carcinogenic to humans in the class 2B carcinogen, which is the same category as DDT and lead, for example.
Wow.
And really credible guys like Sir William Stewart, chairman of the Health Protection Agency of the UK, and he was formerly the chief scientific advisor to Margaret Thatcher, says there's enough evidence that cell towers cause biological damage to urge a precautionary approach. And I have a huge list of really credible guys like that.
Well, these are really important points. So once again, it's really important that we do check this out for ourselves and contact you. We can contact you on the website, or how does that work?
Yeah, those who want to go to the website, and people who aren't on the internet can call us. We have a phone number.
Okay, and what is that phone number?
It's 450-292-3456. Extension 223. Yeah, we really have to get together as a community, because if we do nothing, it's going to be like in many places in the world where there's forests of towers and blinking lights constantly all night and no more night skies and cancer clusters around these towers and all kinds of things. It's really happening.
That's true. Okay, well, we thank you so much. We've been speaking with April O'Donohue, head of the Natural Heritage Committee of the Patrimoine Bolton Heritage Association. We'll be checking in with you again.
Thank you very much, Sylvia.